Amen. We're all standing at this time. If you would, go into the book of St. Mark, chapter 4, verse 23. I'm going to read just one verse, and you may be seated. Amen. If any man, that means mankind, man, woman, or child, have ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Let me ask you today, are you spiritually minded? Do you have a Christ in you? Are you born again?
Amen.
There is a price one must pay to hear the words of Jesus. Amen. We know that salvation is free. We know we can't work for it or earn it. We cannot buy it. But there is a price that one must pay to walk with God.
Amen.
The Bible tells me that we must crucify this man. We must crucify, put to death this flesh.
Yes.
That we must let Jesus Christ live in us. Amen. We've got to deny ourselves. We've got to take up our cross. And we've got to follow Jesus.
Amen.
We are not our own tonight.
Amen.
We have been bought with a price. And the price is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord paid the ultimate price in giving His own Son, that whosoever blew upon Jesus should not perish, but have everlasting life. But we must hear the Word of God in order to be saved.
Amen.
And so I say, if you have ears tonight to hear, there's many that have ears, but they do not hear. Amen. In the Bible, Jesus spoke to those that denied Him, that rejected Him, and said to them, if you had not seen, then you had not sinned. That is, if you had not heard Jesus preach the gospel of repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, then you would not be held responsible, liable, accountable for your sins. Now, Jesus said this, if you had not seen, if you had not heard, but Jesus went on to say unto them, but you say to me, we do see, we do hear, and we do understand. This was a halting people, this was a stiff-necked people, and when Jesus said to them that they was blind and deaf, they said, no, we hear, we see, we understand. We're not blind. Therefore, they judged themselves, saying, we are accountable. Therefore, Jesus said, since you say that you see, then your sins remain. Because they did not repent and were not baptized of John to accept Christ when He came, that they might have forgiveness of their sins. In Mark chapter 4, 24, and 25, the Word of God says, and Jesus said to them, take heed what you hear. Be careful what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that has, to him shall be given. And to he that has not, from him shall be taken even that which he has. That is a very profound statement Jesus is saying.
Amen.
Take heed what you hear. Unto you that hear, more shall be given. He that hears not, from him shall be taken even that which he thinks he has. The word meet, M-E-T-E. In the definition of that word is to distribute, to deal out, to share. With what measure you are willing to accept the Word of God and to share it with others is the same measure Jesus will continue to give unto you. That's what Jesus was saying. Take heed what you hear. With what measure you can receive what I'm saying and with what measure you're willing to share it with others, I'm going to give you more. But if you cannot hear, even that which you think you have, is going to be taken away from you. Amen. In the book of St. Matthew, chapter 25, I'm going to speak to you about the parable of the talents. Amen. In the Word of God here, talents was a form of money. And in Matthew 25, starting in verse 14, Jesus speaks a parable and says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." Jesus is speaking of himself. Jesus is that man. Jesus is the one that after he came and gave us the keys of the kingdom, after he gave us the plan of salvation, amen, he gathered his servants together and said, "Now I'm going to take a journey. I'm going back to my God and to your God, my Father and your Father. And I'm going to leave you talents. I'm going to leave you abilities. I am going to leave you the precious Word of God. This is the talent, the true talent. And the words I'm going to give you, the talents are repentance, water baptism in Jesus' name, being filled with the Holy Ghost." Amen. Amen. And Jesus, amen, he goes on to say in the parable, "And when he gathered his servants to him, this man, he gave unto one of them 5 talents. To another he gave 2 talents, and to another he gave 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway he took his journey." In other words, the Lord's not going to give you any more than he knows what you're able to handle. Amen. "To whom's given much, much shall be required." Amen. The Lord knew that there was those that he could give 5 different talents, and some he could give 2, and yet others he could give 1. Amen. And he went and took his journey. "Then he that had received the 5 talents, listen to what he did. He went and traded with the same and made him 5 more talents. This would be the man who would go out and share the Word of God, amen, and win many, many souls to the Lord by his talents that God has given him. "And likewise, the man that received 2 talents, he also gained 2 others. You notice the one with 5 gained 5 more. The one with 2, he gained 2 more. So we would assume the one that got 1 would gain 1 more. Amen. But the Word of God says no. "But he that had received 1, he went and digged into the earth and he hid his Lord's money." This is the man that hears the Word of God, and instead of taking it out and sharing it with others and meeting out what God has given him, that God can give him more to give, amen, that he can win more souls, instead this man won't share it with anybody. And not only will he not share it with anybody, if he's going to take and hide it, amen, here he digged into there, but I say the man would take and hide it in his own heart and not even witness, not even tell anyone of the good news of Jesus Christ, but keep it to himself. And after a long time, has it been a long time since Jesus went away? "The Lord of those servants cometh, and he reckoned with them." There's coming a judgment day. There's coming a day that the Lord is going to take an account of those that he gave unto. Amen. I'm not speaking to the sinners. I'm not speaking to those that's going to come up in the great white throne judgment and their names are not going to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life and that they're going to be taken and cast into the lake of fire. I'm talking to the church. I'm talking to the body of Christ. I'm talking to the ones that are saved, the ones that receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's those that will take and gain more souls. And then there's this one here that hid the Lord's talent. "And so, he that had received 5 talents... We are standing at this time before the judgment seat of Christ that will receive a reward for the works done in our body. Our soul is truly saved. Amen. But here the Word of God goes on to say that he that received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, 'Lord, thou delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 more talents. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.'" Do we want to hear the Lord say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." "He also that received 2 talents, he came and said, 'Lord, thou delivered me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 more talents besides them.' And the Lord said unto him, 'Well done, my good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of the Lord.'" Amen. "Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not straw. This one with one talent came and said, Now, Lord, I know, amen, that you are a strict, hard man. And I know that you go and reap and receive where you did not sow. Amen. We know that in the planting, you sow a seed, and later you reap a crop. But he said, Lord, I know that you would even reap where you hadn't sown, and you would gather where you had not put forth work, effort, straw. And I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth. And then he says, Lo, thou hast that is thine. He came to the Lord Almighty, and he gave back only what God had given him. Amen. And I'm going to have to change what I said a few minutes ago. I said these folks were all saved. I was wrong. The first two were saved. The third one thought he was saved. But let's go on in the story. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and thou slothful servant. Not only are you wicked, but you're lazy. Thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and I gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine with usury. He is saying, hey, you should have at least put my money in the bank, and it should have collected interest, and when I come back, I should have got mine plus the interest it should have earned. And then he looks and says to his angels, Take therefore the talent from him. The man thinks he has salvation, he has the Holy Ghost. Now the Lord says, Take that talent from him and give it to him that has 10 talents. Hear this. Does that sound fair to you? Take it away from the one, he only had one. Take it away and give it to the man that already has 10. But God says, For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he has. And not only is he going to take away the gift that he gave, that he would not share, we should share this gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He said, the Lord said, And cast ye that unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This man was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. This man did not receive a reward. This man was lost. To those servants who took what the master gave them and shared it, they received gain, and the Lord said unto them, Well done, my good and faithful servant. But to that servant that did not share his talent, but hid it, the Lord pronounced judgment upon him. Thou wicked and slothful servant. And when I got these scriptures out, I thought of us here sitting tonight. I said, At least if we will do this, God won't have to say to us, Thou wicked and slothful servant.
Amen.
We're trying to share what God's given us. We're putting forth an effort to share what God's given us. We're trying to put some works with our faith. Amen. Because I want to hear Him say, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Maybe we didn't receive 5 talents. Maybe we only received 1. But we want to share that one with others.
Amen.
Amen. It's not by our ability. It's by God's ability.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's looking for our availability that we'll be willing.
Amen.
Amen. Do you desire to know the Scriptures? Do you desire to hear the Scriptures? We titled this message tonight, Do You Desire to Hear the Word of God? Do you desire? Paul spoke to Timothy through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 through 13, Paul speaks to Timothy and he says, Let no man despise thy youth. But be thou an example of the believers. How? In your word, in your conversation, in your charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to the reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Paul is telling Timothy, don't let men despise you because of your youth. Though you be young, God's not a respecter of persons. God has called you. Amen. But you be an example to others in your conversation, in your love, your charity, in faith, in purity. And do exhortation. Read what? He's talking about read the Word of God. Doctrine, folks, there is a doctrine. The doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be rooted and grounded in that doctrine. Sound in doctrine. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15 and 16, the Word of God speaks to Timothy through Paul and says, meditate upon these things. Think about them. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. Take heed unto thyself. Warning, folks. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Do you want to hear what thus saith God?
Amen.
There is a price that one must pay to hear the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have to deny their flesh. They have to get their mind off of the carnal, get their mind on the spiritual. And it isn't just by you wishing it, but you have to obey the Word of God with repentance. You've got to die out to sin. You've got to be baptized in Jesus' name. You've got to be buried with Jesus in baptism. You've got to come up out of that water a new person, a new creature, having put the old sinful man to death in the baptism. Amen. And therefore, before you can hear, amen, the Bible says, if you have not the Spirit of Jesus Christ, you are none of His.
Amen.
That is a hard, hard statement, and it will offend many people. But when a sinner comes in here, they must understand that before they know God, they're not the sons of God. Before they know God, they're the sons of this world.
Amen.
Amen? And they follow after their God, and their God of this world is the devil. We all had our conversation in time past in the world. We too followed after Satan at one time. But God has spared us. God has called us out. We have paid the price. Amen. When He called us, we heard Him.
Amen.
When He called your name, you answered, Lord, here am I. Amen. God is calling, but people have closed their ears. People have shut their eyes, lest they would learn and know and hear and understand, and God would heal them. But He speaks to Timothy, you can save yourself and those that hear you. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, Apostle Paul tells Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You want to understand the word of God? You want to be able to explain the word of God? You've got to study. You've got to study the word of God. Then therefore God will, amen, bless you, and you will not have to be ashamed, but you will rightly understand the word of truth. My word, O God, is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light.
Amen.
Do you desire to hear the voice of Jesus Christ? The voice of Jesus Christ leading you, directing your way, guiding you toward everlasting life? Then hear, H-E-A-R, what Jesus said unto the churches in the book of Revelations. Then hear what Jesus is saying unto us. The book of Revelation is Jesus speaking to the church. Jesus is speaking to the church through John in the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, the Lord says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcomes, what? Overcomes sin, overcomes the world. I will give to him to eat of the tree of life. Now, is that a promise? Which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now, do you have ears to hear tonight? If you're willing to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church, God's going to give you that overcome the world to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Jesus is saying unto us today, a promise to him that overcomes sin. That is those that repent and are baptized in Jesus' name for remission of sins and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And continue, did you notice I said and continue?
Mm-hmm.
On hearing the Word of God and doing the Lord's will. It's not just a one-time thing. From here on out, you must listen to what thus saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7 says, He will give you to eat of the tree of life. Amen. The tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. You ever thought you'd like to have been in the Garden of Eden?
Mm-hmm.
Someday we'll be in the Garden of Eden. We'll be in a perfect place with God. We'll see that tree of life. Hallelujah. Revelations 2 and 1. Jesus says again, he that has an ear. Do you notice the Lord keeps saying that? Now, he knows that people can hear. But he's saying, can you hear spiritual things? Can you really hear what I'm saying? Let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death, the lake of fire. God just made a promise. If you overcome sin in this life, you will be a saved person. You will never, ever have to worry about the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. Jesus said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give to eat of the hidden manna. And I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knows, saying, he that receiveth it. Now we know that the Lord spoke these verses to the seven churches of Asia. But I say to you tonight that the Lord is speaking to the church. Amen. He's got great things waiting on us. We too shall eat that hidden bread of life. We too shall have a new name. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 and 28, the Lord Jesus says, and he that overcomes, every time, you notice this? Overcomes the world, overcomes sin, keeps God's word. He that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers. Even as I have received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. Listen, folks, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. When he says, I'll give you the morning star, he said, I'm going to give you myself. I'm going to give you my spirit. Amen. I'm going to put you in charge. You're going to have power over the nations of the earth. You're going to rule with a rod of iron. Revelations 3 and 5, Jesus said, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. I tell you tonight, folks, God isn't going to blot anybody's name out of the book of life if their name isn't in there in the first place.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if your name wasn't in there in the first place, then Jesus wouldn't have to blot it out if you turned to sin and you turned to wickedness and you turned to ungodliness. But he says, I'm going to give you white raiment. Everywhere in the Scriptures, when someone comes to the Lord, amen, in heaven, God gives them a white robe. Purity, holiness, righteousness. Amen. Revelations 3 and 12. Jesus says unto him that overcometh, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God. Well, his name is Jesus. And the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Even Jesus Christ himself is going to receive a new name, and we don't know what it is yet. Amen? But he's going to write it on us. Now, do you desire to hear the Word of God tonight? Revelation 3 and 20, Jesus makes this statement. Behold, I stand at the door, and I knock. If any man hear my voice and opens the door, I will come into him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is standing at the door of our heart, and he is knocking. People hear, but they refuse to open the door. Because they choose death instead of life. They love darkness instead of light. But if you open up your heart's door to him, he will come in and have supper with you. That means he's going to live in you. He's going to walk up and down in you. Amen. Revelation 3 and 21. To him that overcomes, I will grant to sit with me in my throne. Even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. My Father and I are one. Only one throne in heaven.
Amen.
And we're going to sit in that throne with the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelations 3 and 22. The Lord says, He that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let's stand tonight. Do you tonight desire to hear the Word of God?
Amen.
To hear the Word of life? Amen. Then we must come unto repentance. We must turn from our sins and accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. You're never going to hear Him if He's not your God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow.
Amen.
How can you hear the voice of the good shepherd if He's not your God? My sheep hear my voice. The good shepherd lays down His life for His sheep. Jesus laid down His life for us. And He took it up again that we might be partakers of His resurrection, that we might be partakers of His eternal life. Tonight, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due time we will reap if we faint not. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank You tonight, Lord Jesus, for the holy Word of God. We thank You for the encouragement, Lord, that You've given us. We pray, Father, to have spiritual ears that we might hear what thus saith God. And Lord, that we'll not be forgetful hearers, that we will be doers of the Word of God, that we will put works with our faith, Lord, that we might win many for You. Lord God, here am I. Send me.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, here am I. Use me. Lord, I'm now willing to spend and be spent for the work of the Lord. My life is not my own. I am crucified with Christ. I have died with You. But nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Jesus Christ lives within me. And the life that I now live in this flesh, I live unto the glory of the only begotten Son of God. And tonight, let the church say amen.
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 Shake hands and be
friendly.